All aboard, next stop, adventure. This is Excelsior. She would have never gotten a job in radio if this was 1947. If this was 1947, she would have been a terrible secretary. It's Brittany.
Thank you all for listening to Excelsior, brought to you by me, Brittany, and Brittany Photography. If you like my podcast, please consider donating to Excelsior. There are three ways you can help donate. If you go to brittleyp.com, that's brittleyghp.com, and you click on ways to donate. There are three ways you can help out Excelsior, and that's becoming a Patreon member, buying some of my photography, and or a one-time donation through Venmo. And everything is on the website, so check it out. Beep, boop, da, pop, pop. If you become a Patreon member, memberships are as low as $1 a month. And as a member, you get behind-the-scenes content. You get a free ticket to my art shows that I do once a month. You get gifts from podcast members. And you also get one free headshot a month. I'm starting a $20 headshots every week on Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at various locations around Minneapolis. To see where I will be, check out my website, brittleyp.com, and it will tell you where I will be that week. You can sign up on the website ahead of time and get a headshot for $20 or show up and get it for $30. If you guys want to check out my website, you can see when the next art show is, see where my next headshots are going to be. That is all going to be on brittleyp.com. I also now have a YouTube channel, and that is Brittany Excelsior. And you can also check out my Instagram, which is Brittany_Excelsior. Thank you for listening.
This podcast episode is going to be dedicated to Danny Andrews, for his passed away in the past few weeks here. And he was on my New Year's Eve special when we called him to see what his New Year's resolution was. And it was to honor and accept life. So this podcast is dedicated to Danny Andrews, who passed away recently.
There we go.
Danny, hello. Danny, I'm doing a podcast and I'm calling a bunch of people and asking what their New Year's resolution is.
My New Year's resolution is to be more accepting of life.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah.
All right.
It's not really going to get better, but it can't get worse.
Yeah, totally.
So just to, like, you know, be Buddhist about it and just be like, well, this is happening, and accept.
Oh, yeah, Buddhism is good. It's good stuff to turn to.
Yeah, Buddhism, Taoism, they're both good.
That is good. That is good stuff. I think a lot of people should turn to that right now with all the things that are happening in the world.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, it almost seems like Russia's going to be at war with Ukraine, which would be terrible. And there's nothing you can really do about it. I'm over here.
There's like, nothing you can do.
Yeah, so people keep lighting off fireworks, and it's annoying.
Oh, man.
And I sell fireworks. I run my fireworks stand. I hate them.
Ugh, fucking fireworks. But, fucking, what is it, powder horn?
My cat's all worried. She's like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, it's okay, baby.
Yeah, cats hate fireworks.
Cats, dogs.
Yeah. No bueno. Well, awesome. No. Well, okay. Well, I'm going to call some more people. Thanks for answering.
Of course. Yeah. When are we going to get together and have lunch?
Let's do it. I got to do an intro with you.
Oh, okay. Let's do it.
Hi, guys. I'm here with Kelly, and Kelly is an animator, right? Is that
your
title?
That's correct. I'm a motion designer, yeah.
Motion designer, yes. Okay, awesome. And then before we get into it, tell me a little bit about your background of that.
So I've been, originally I started off just doing like design and design and illustration mostly, but then I kind of gotten into motion design through freelance. So I kind of do that sort of full time now. So I've worked with quite a few different companies throughout the metro, like UHC and like Optum. So a lot of like healthcare infographic type videos I've worked on before. So I've been doing motion design for almost like 10 years.
Oh my gosh.
So, yeah.
Fun. And so it's all like for like rigid things now. Like, is there a lot of creative that you do with your job or?
Oh yeah. There's a decent amount of creative. A lot of the projects that I work on are, they're more geared to infographic type videos. Like
okay.
Kind of like commercials. You've ever seen like a commercial and you see an animation of a logo,
yeah.
A logo bumper. So like stuff like that, that's considered like motion design. That's kind of what I do all the time. So I'm mostly working After Effects and I also do video editing as well. So I have Premiere experience.
So you can help
well.
Me with that.
Absolutely.
Fun. Okay, yeah. Cool. Awesome. So Kelly and I are going to be doing a little bit different style interview today.
Uh-oh.
We're both a little, I'm nervous. Are you?
I'm probably more nervous for the interview than the actual hot sauce.
Okay.
I'm only nervous about one.
Which is number 10?
Yes.
Oh my gosh, number 10 is going to be the best. Okay.
Yeah, that's going to be a moment for sure.
Okay, so what we'll do is we'll start with one. Let's do this. We got the classic, right?
The classic.
Yeah, so we got chicken from got Chick-fil-A.
Did you shake it up? You
got to shake it. Okay, maybe I should have the professional do it. Okay. All right, so then we just do a little drop, is that right?
Yeah.
Just a teeny, okay, how teeny? Like?
As much as, whatever you're comfortable with.
All right,
That's perfect.
Okay.
So we gotta be careful not to spill on the table.
Oh yeah, no, we got napkins,
about to
we
do
can
that.
Spill. Yeah, let's spill, let's spill get messy, that's yeah. What tables are for.
Cheers.
Cheers. Mmm. Mm. Okay, do we have napkins? Mmm. Oh, that was really good. Like, that's like, I could eat that all the time.
That's what they always say about the first one. That's okay, I like that.
Mm-hmm. It's garlicky.
Yeah, it is.
It's good.
Oh, really tasty.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well.
I actually put a trash can under the table, too.
Oh, cool. So. Yes. That's great. I'll save this because that's, okay. We can, like, cut it now if we want. All right, I'm not sweating yet, are you? Okay, I know that we talked about, like, you know, doing the hot ones, but what is, so I'm assuming this isn't your favorite food, or maybe it is.
I traditionally don't like spice, especially if it's too much.
Yeah.
And I can't, like, enjoy the flavor, so it's just all spice and no flavor, right?
Yeah.
We actually went to a Big Bowl. Like a week or two ago.
Ooh.
And I like curry dishes. And I thought I'll try out the spicy version of it, like the green curry.
Yeah.
And it was so spicy. I could barely eat it. And it was like temperature hot and then spice hot. And that's all I could taste.
Oh my gosh. But Big Bowl, is that, I would imagine that's like an Americanized spice, but not, it wasn't.
It's like a, I think it's like an Asian.
Oh, it is?
Style kind of restaurant, but it's like a chain that's around town.
Okay. I've heard of it, but I guess I didn't really know.
Yeah.
I've never eaten there.
Yeah.
I'm surprised. That's so cool. Like crazy that it's that spicy.
Yeah. I kind of did it to myself. I knew it was going to, I didn't think it was going to be that spicy, but. Well, since I kind of like spice, and, you know, because it does add flavor to whatever you're eating.
Like
so
a flavored spice, not like burn your mouth off
not,
spice.
Not get slaughtered spice.
Which we might actually do.
We're
going to
get there.
Yeah, we'll get there. We'll get there. But okay, cool. So what would be your favorite food then if it's, do you think, like your all-time favorite food?
I always say spaghetti. Spaghetti's always been like my all-time favorite food.
Yes.
I can cook a decent spaghetti. I try to get better at it as I, you know.
Ooh, is this true?
Linnea's got that
I'm
look on her face.
His wife,
like, she's
Linnea.
Like, she's like, she doesn't like spaghetti.
And by the way, Linnea, if you want to sit here in between, that's totally cool. Do you want to even move the chair here? Or is that, like, even, I don't know. I want you to, everybody to be comfy.
I know, she doesn't look comfortable.
Okay. Your legs are going to be so strong, all those squats. Oh my gosh.
She's doing a wall sit over
there. I know, she's doing a wall squat.
Yep.
Squat life, squat goals.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, that's so great. So, okay, and you brought me a bunch of really awesome comics.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. I kind of want, okay, I'm going to grab one. Hold on. Yeah, or do you want to just hand me, like, just the comics? Yeah. This is so cool. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. What? Ooh. This is so cool. So these, tell me about these. These are the, are these, like, stuff that you wrote?
Actually, no. There's a writer that's in town here. His name's Ethan Tarshish. So he wrote a series called Woe Is Oz. So it's essentially a dark take on The Wizard of Oz, where basically the Winkies kind of overthrow Oz. We've only like did like 4 issues, but he has like 20 some issues like written out. I just got too busy to continue like working on them. But
oh my gosh! And you signed this. This is worth a lot. Is this?
I guess.
This is your signature?
That's my signature.
Oh my gosh.
Let me see.
Let's see. This one here.
Oh, that's Ethan's signature. Okay, I can sign
that
it.
That didn't look like you. Yeah, can you sign them? Because want both of you guys in there. This is amazing.
Well, thank
this
you.
This is so cool. You do all these graphics. Like,
yeah.
This is so good.
Oh, thank you.
Like, you got the light reflection and everything.
Yeah, it's been a while since I actually seen it.
Oh my gosh. This is seriously amazing.
Oh, thank you.
I would. Yeah, you still do stuff like this?
I want to.
You should.
I don't have time.
You're so good at
it. It's very
though.
Time consuming. That's why I don't do it anymore. I want to, and I do more stuff on my iPad nowadays,
cuz
this is all created it's penciled and then inked, and then I would scan the inks in, and I would do the coloring in Photoshop. So all the effects and lighting and all that stuff is done in Photoshop.
This is like gold. I gotta be careful with this.
Yeah, okay, this I wanted to give that to you since you offered to do an interview with me. So
thank you. Love it. Love it. Love it. Love it.
Yeah, I got that, and I got a shredder posted back there and some stickers.
I see that.
So least I can do.
I'm so excited. I'm gonna give some to my Patreons because mm-hmm. that's what I do. But
yeah.
They're not going to get much of it. I'm obsessed. This is so cool. I love comics.
Oh, do you? Do you have any favorites?
Nope, because I don't know much about them. I just love reading them and stuff. I don't really have I'm not like deep into them.
You know, you think since I do comics, I would read comics. I don't read comics either.
You
don't have time. Well, I do. I did read one comic book series. It's called Invincible.
Oh, okay.
You ever heard of that? With you ever? Okay.
Yeah.
Have you seen the TV show?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
It's so violent.
So aren't they all though?
The comic books, yeah, they're very
a lot
much
of
so
them
like
are
that.
Violent.
Yeah.
It's super like violent. You get away with it if it's a comic.
Oh right. Yeah. Exactly.
I don't know. I feel like there's a lot of violent video games too and stuff.
Yeah.
But.
That's just our country, I guess.
Yeah.
No, what's fun about watching the TV series is I know the plots in the comics. So the comic, I think there's like 30 trade backs.
Yeah.
So it's all completed. I have all the trade backs if you ever want to. I actually brought a couple of trade backs if you want to check it out.
But, yes.
It's a fun read,
cool.
I would say. Yeah.
Very cool. And then when did you start to get into that? Into like reading comics, or you said you don't really, but the one comic
that was, so it came out like in 2004, so that's been around almost, I think it was after Walking Dead is when that came out, but yeah, it's been around for a while.
Oh really?
And they finished the series like a couple years ago.
Okay, very
so,
cool.
Yeah,
very cool. Let's do another one.
All right, let's do it. Ready?
Because we have 10, so we might as well
get through them.
Yep. Okay, you got some chicken?
Yes.
Okay.
Got my chicken if you got yours.
Yep.
All right.
All right, so this is number 2.
Shake it up.
Okay. Ooh, I'm an official shaker. I feel like once we get to that side, you're the official shaker. We'll just... Okay. Boop. All right.
All right.
Ooh, this one I can smell. Is a little bit more.
Oh, jeez, that was loud.
Good, cheers.
Oh, yeah, cheers.
Ugh, yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yep. Mm-hmm. I can handle that.
I do like the flavor of that one, too.
This one's really good. This one I would jam on. Mm-hmm, for sure.
Nice.
So, now, the TV show The Hot Ones, do you watch it often?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah, I see
it's
it.
It's awesome.
I've seen a few episodes. What, remind me, what is it, what channel is it on?
I don't know if it's on anything. Mm. You can watch most of it on YouTube.
Oh,
or at least that's what I do. I watch YouTube all the time, so.
Okay.
I think they do have a channel that you can
Netflix
follow.
Netflix or something. I don't know. Hulu, maybe?
Maybe.
I don't know.
I'm not even sure.
Okay.
I just watch it on YouTube.
Yeah. Okay. All right. We can. Yeah. So we'll just cut in and out, you know, like every once in a while. If we're sweating a lot, maybe like keep it rolling. I don't know.
And you want to turn it off? Like,
yeah.
Just save the battery?
Yeah. Okay, continuing. Sorry, this is like a cool, like a new style of like interviewing and then like directing. Oh, yeah. So we'll just, yeah, the flow. I feel like maybe the flow of conversation might like halt. I don't know, but you're here with me. We'll do it. We'll learn together.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Play it by ear.
Yeah. What was that?
I think I saw a preview on Netflix for The Hot Ones Now.
Oh, yeah. So Netflix now has The Hot Ones, maybe. Okay. There's so many like... famous people on it.
Yeah, that's why it's so popular.
Is
that's
it?
Why I like
yeah,
watching it.
Yeah, because then you get to see famous people eat hot food.
Yeah, you get to see famous people eat hot food, struggle, and still try to answer the questions that
yeah.
the host asked.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
That's the most entertaining one, part of it.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
And they're so good at editing the videos. Like when the celebrities are in trouble, they just kind of zoom in and put all these like sound effects to them, make it blur the camera and just make it super dramatic.
I love that.
I know, right?
I love it. But Action Bronson, I heard he was on there twice, and that's what I was kind of watching a little bit. But apparently he just is like, yeah, whatever.
Right.
Just sweating, little tears, just like straight face. Like,
yeah.
It's fine. So I plan on being like that today.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. But no. So, okay, so your job takes up most of your time, right? Is that what you're saying? Like, you don't have a lot of time for your side projects anymore?
Nope.
Yeah. So
it's sad.
So how many hours do you work?
Oh, that's a really good question. Well, I have a 40-hour job.
Uh-huh.
And then I do freelance on the side, too.
Okay.
So, I don't know, maybe like, I probably mess around and work like 60 hours a week sometimes.
Oh, my gosh, that's crazy.
If I'm really just... thinking about it off the top of my head, if I'm busy with freelance projects, I'll work into the night and get those projects done. I mean, it's nice because I've been able to develop a lot of good relationships, and people come to me with projects.
Yeah.
So it's always like word of mouth. And
so what kind of projects are you working on?
So they'll be like the same type of projects, like motion design projects.
Uh-huh.
So I work with a few... companies in town that a good number of them would have me work on like healthcare type projects. And I'll do everything from like illustration to like actual illustration and animation. If I don't feel like doing all of it, I'll just offer to just do the mood boards, which are essentially like setting like the style and the design for the video. And then an animator would take my illustrations and animate it. So
oh,
I actually
cool.
just recently worked on a project like that.
Is that better? Is it because it's kind of like less work?
Yeah, it's less labor on my end. So I don't have to like build all the pieces and then import it all in After Effects and then animate it. And sometimes, and especially if it's like a 1 to 2 minute type like video where it's like infographic or animation. It just takes time setting those comps up, and then the other part to that is going back and forth with the client and getting feedback and that kind of thing. So,
yeah, it's like a back and forth. Do they ever ask like ridiculous questions where you're like, you don't really know what you're asking me to do, and it's impossible to do what you want?
Sometimes it depends on the person. Like the relationships that I have, I have like a good rapport with them.
Yeah.
So I don't have to figure out how they like to work.
Yeah.
So we have like a good relationship. So I know what they want. I know what they expect. It is like some of the newer clients that I'm getting that are kind of like that. I'm still trying to figure them out. Mm-hmm. But I've been doing it for so long that I'm always expecting feedback.
Yeah, you're like, okay. Oh, yeah. Do you think that like part of the job is educating them, being like,
actually? Yeah, consulting is a big part of it too.
Yeah.
And I feel like the best clients, like they respect you enough to take your advice mm-hmm. as to how to approach a project. Like how to like... You know, what's the best way to animate it, or you know, what's a good workflow that might help the project move faster or anything like that. So they do lean on me to kind of like guide them through that process. So
okay, that's cool. Yeah, that you can do that too. That's it's interesting. So you do a lot of healthcare.
Healthcare has been like the a good chunk of my motion design work.
Mm-hmm.
But I also did have a chance to work at a place called Pixel Farm.
Hmm.
So they're like a local agency in town. So they do like a lot of like animation, video production, love working there. So I had a chance to actually work on one of my first projects was a commercial for the Twins back in 2019.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it was really cool working there because they had the whole process set up. So, like, they'll have designers, and they'll have motion designers who would work on specific parts of the video, and then they'll have an editor that would come work, that would take all those pieces into Premiere and pull it all together to make a final cut for the video, so...
It's like a whole like assembly line, and like everybody. Is it like? Was it kind of like fancier to work with them, or not really?
You know what? Honestly, as a creative, a little bit intimidating because it was a lot of really good talent there.
Yeah.
So it was like.
That's why you were there.
Well, I guess so.
I love it. Okay, wait. All right. Let's. Should we go move on since we're okay. Chipotle and habanero. Are you ready?
All right. Let's have at it.
Let's see. It's number three. Number three.
Watch this. It's gonna just.
Oh no, that's what I'm afraid of. It's just gonna. Oh, okay. Yep. Okay, there.
Thanks.
This is so exciting. Lenny, I feel like you should be doing this. Oh, no, you have to deliver us the food.
All right. Awesome.
Yeah, cheers. Oh, that's
awesome. Cheers again.
All right, here we go. Oh, my gosh, we're getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
That one's got a kick. Mm-hmm. Mm. Dogs don't like hot sauce. Might be a little too hot for you now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right. Are you sure about that?
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. What do you think? That one was pretty.
Mm-hmm. It's getting up there.
I know. That one's got a little.
It's got a little kick to it.
Spice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Uh-oh. All right. We're at number three. Oh my gosh. Okay. I need a drink of water on this.
Right.
One.
Mm-hmm. Want to bust out that ice cream.
Mm-hmm. Now you lay down. You don't want any of that. All right. Okay. So you work for the Twins, and that was pretty cool. Did you learn a lot?
Yeah, at Pixel Farm, I learned a ton about After Effects. Like, okay. Some of my coworkers, they would just teach me just show me all these different techniques. In After Effects, like how to use the effects features in After Effects to kind of get some like cool like visuals. So like one of them's like this sort of echo sort of effect that mm-hmm. you can do in After Effects. So in the Twins commercial, the style they wanted to kind of have like this sort of like repeat sort of effect with the players. So we did all these kind of like cool like parallaxing sort of animations with it, and was really cool. So
cool.
What's really cool about using effects is that it just kind of cuts your time in half. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just an added sort of feature to help you get a special effect without doing a lot of work.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
But it's a lot. It's a lot that you can do.
Do you make, like, what is it, like, pre... what am I thinking? Like, where you, like, make the effects and then it's just, like, you click a button and then it does it for you and stuff? Like, do you, like, make pre-made effects and, like, do all that or something?
That's kind of what that's already baked into After Effects. Okay. Like, you would apply that to a layer and then you'll get that effect in, a window.
Yeah.
Where you can adjust it to how you want it to work.
Okay.
So yes and no, it's kind of like that.
Okay.
But it's really an effect that kind of allows you to kind of control a layer the way you want to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So you do a lot on the computer.
Yeah.
Have you always been like that, or did you start, like, when you were younger? Like, I'm thinking, what did I use? What was that very first editing program on the computer? Like, something draw, like that paint brush or something.
Right.
Do you know what I'm talking about? Like, it's the only program you can, like, edit, and it was...
Yeah, I remember that.
Mm-hmm.
I actually remember when I first started using Photoshop in high school.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I had to animate, or yeah, animated like a spider or something like that. It was kind of trippy, but
cool.
I remember doing that back in high school.
And that's where it all started, the animated spider.
Right. It was in my future. Yeah, I always like to draw on paper.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was doing the comics, you know, like it's just those that added step of like scanning and like
yeah.
then eventually it's going to be on the computer anyway.
Right.
But more in recent years, I've been trying to do more digital work.
Yeah.
But the more I've worked on, because I use Procreate to draw nowadays. But it's like I'm very particular about, you know, the pencil sensitivity, and I don't think it's ever going to be as good as actually drawing on paper. So I actually miss doing analog work. Like, I used to do acrylics,
mm-hmm.
so I miss, like, painting. So I painted, like, way back in 2006 was the last time I actually painted anything.
Like, paint?
Yep. I actually had a studio, too. It was, like, in Northeast. Yep.
What? I'm just learning this. That's so cool.
Yeah.
You had your own painting studio?
Kind of. I shared it with another friend.
Well, so. Yeah, I guess to me that's your own. This is my own space. Right. I share it. Like, what do you expect from artists?
I know, right? I missed that. The last time I painted anything was a couple of years ago, and I painted like these little art pieces of like a superhero.
Oh,
so I did
cool.
I think I did like Iron Man and what else did I do? The Hulk, I think.
Cool.
And I donated those. I think it's for Linnea's job. Like, I donated some paintings. Actually, I think that's on my Instagram. If you kind of scroll down, you might see it. Because I did post it.
Okay. I'm going to check that out. You should paint more.
I should paint more.
Yeah. That would be, right? Right. I think so.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do another one. Record. I was just thinking, because I do kind of think that some of these talking shots would be good. So, Linnea, maybe I'll, like, point to you, and that means, like, record.
Okay.
So, like, I'll just have a hand signal. Because sometimes I feel like the conversation, like, things you're saying is really cool, and I'll just be like,
right.
Record this.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is all new. Okay.
Zoom in on his face.
Yeah. We'll just hand motion. Okay, all right. So we're at 4?
Yep. Getting up there.
We're getting up here. Okay. You got your chickadee.
You got the chickadee chick.
Chick-fil-A.
Right.
Chick-fil-A. Can we talk about Chick-fil-A? They are wild. Like, what's, I feel like I'm going to shake this more. What's the comedians always say? What's the deal with Chick-fil-A? Right before they say a joke about it. But yeah, really, what's the deal with Chick-fil-A? They have like two lines and like a bunch of people taking orders.
I think that all started during the pandemic.
Oh.
That's when they started doing that.
Really?
I actually like it better. Like, it's like better service in my opinion.
Oh yeah. Oh. Uh-oh. Oh. Okay, that one did a plop. Okay, we might have to. I might have to here. I'm gonna take a different chicken and like maybe. Or do you want to take some of this one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that here. It's like. Oh.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
There we go. Cheers.
Cheers. There we go. It's a double eight. Okay, I'm gonna eat this whole thing. I bet we're going live. Oh man. That one was really hot.
Mmm. Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Interesting. They all have like different flavors. Mmm. This one's like, I know, it almost looks like there's like tomatoes in it. Yeah. But I don't think so. I don't know what it is. Those are just Reaper. No, there's a Reaper on there. Do we have more napkins? I also have this. Do you have any more? Maybe I'll use this and then I'll wash it when I get home because I have it. Yeah. Okay.
That's the last napkin.
Okay. Yeah,
here.
You use them. All right.
Okay.
All right. Well, I feel good. I still feel good. How do you feel?
I feel good.
Okay. Okay. So the Chick-fil-A. But people love Chick-fil-A, right? Mm-hmm. That's like so popular.
Yep.
What do you guys like Chick-fil-A?
Yeah, we like Chick-fil-A. I usually get the number one deluxe.
Is that like a sandwich or?
Yeah, it's a chicken sandwich. It's pretty good.
They don't even have like a good spicy sandwich, do they?
They do have a spicy deluxe chicken sandwich.
I love a good spicy chicken.
Yeah.
Good Nashville hot or something. Or,
right.
But yeah. We could get on the subject of spicy food all the
I know, this as whole we podcast, eat yeah. spicy sauce.
It's so funny. So next time we do a portrait with you, we should just do a portrait of you with like a big thing of spaghetti. Because you love pasta, right? It's pasta, spaghetti.
Yeah.
Do you make a good sauce? Tomato sauce?
No, I just get Prego.
Oh, yeah. Classic, right? Classic.
Yep.
Yeah.
I usually like saute up veggies and cook some ground beef with it and mix it all in.
I feel like we should do your portrait with spaghetti.
Okay.
Because why not, right?
Yeah, sure.
That is your favorite food. We're just doing this for a little fun.
Yeah. We're doing this to torture ourselves.
Exactly. Because we want to know what it's like to interview. Well, and that one's starting to make me sweat a little, I'm just saying. So.
Oh, man. I got a funny story about some coworkers eating spicy sauce that one of my other coworkers made.
Oh my gosh.
So I was working at this company called Alpha Video, and one of my coworkers made his own hot sauce, and I think he made it with like raspberries or something like that, but it was like super spicy. So he brought the hot sauce in, and my other two coworkers tried it, and one of them threw up in the trash can. The other one was sweating so bad that he had to go into the bathroom and like take all of his clothes off.
What?
It's like the hot sauce was that bad.
What? And take his clothes.
Yeah, it was so funny.
Wash his face. That is so funny.
Oh my gosh.
What, I hope we don't get naked. I mean, if we need to step out and strip, I mean, this will be funny.
No, it's not that bad.
Yeah.
It was just funny to see that. And he was like, do you want to try again? I was like, nope.
Yeah. After seeing that, yes.
Yeah.
And also, like, what, on the lunch break or like?
This was like, we just started working.
Oh, no. That's a bad way to start. Does someone bring Pepto-Bismol too?
Yeah, I think one of them went to the store and got some.
Oh, you'd have to. Yeah, that's not a good way to start your work. I finished my one. Do you want some of this at all? It'll like, I don't know. Not that I'm like dying. I'm not dying, you guys. I just want to get ready for this. The milk.
Get ready for the main event.
Yeah. I just want to sip on it, you know.
Right.
Get some. All right. Okay. So we were talking about some animation stuff and whatever. What else? What else do you do for art? Like, because you paint, you do animation. Do you do anything else?
There is one thing that I do every year. It's called Inktober.
Yeah.
You ever heard of it?
I just heard of it from you.
Really?
Yeah.
Awesome. So I started doing Inktober back in 2016. So usually there's like a prompt list that you can follow for each day of the month. So essentially you would ink something every day of the month of October, hence the name Inktober.
Cool.
I usually don't follow the prompts. It's usually because I don't want to create anything from scratch. Because usually I'll just take my old sketches and ink them and post them on Instagram. So if you go to my Instagram page, that's all you're going to see because that's all I ever post.
Inktobers?
Yeah.
Cool.
Mostly Inktobers in artwork.
Cool.
Typically. But,
and your art is like, it's really good.
Oh, thank you.
Like, how are you not like famous and selling this for like millions right now?
Well,
like if art was like had...
more like, if you could sell art, if art, what am I trying to say? If artists had more recognition, you would be a millionaire. Like, you know.
That'd be nice.
Right? Look, this is great. This is awesome. Tell me about that picture of you doing something on the sidewalk in Minneapolis.
Oh, that was for the Black Lives Matter mural.
Cool.
Back in 2020.
Yeah.
When the whole country is on fire.
Yeah, yeah.
So I don't know if you heard of the Black Lives Matter mural that happened in North Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
So a good friend and artist, another local artist, Melody Strong, she does a lot of murals across town.
Cool.
You should interview her. She's awesome.
I would
too. But she got me onto that project, and I did the letter C.
Cool.
So I did these colorful, sort of warm color palette circles inside the C, just to kind of represent color.
Cool.
But no, it was crazy hot that day, though. It was like I was about to die.
Day was it?
It was like.
Was it like June, July?
It was like early July.
Okay.
And so it's like the hottest month of the year here.
Yeah.
And like the pavement was just like scorching hot, and it was like, you know, sunny out with no clouds. And
so how do you? What did you use to paint?
What was it? Was it acrylic paint? I think it was acrylic paint. I can't remember.
Sorry, I'm knocking everything. I just moved. So you use acrylic. Now, does that stay? Does that still there?
No, I think it washed up.
Okay.
Since, I do have, I think, I don't know if I have the full shot. I have the full shot, like a drone shot of it on my phone.
Cool.
Someone took a beautiful, sunset picture of the mural.
Cool. Just super dope. From a drone?
Yeah, because there was actually a few drones that were, flying around to get, you know, some footage of the artwork and the artist working.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's super cool. Are you in any of the photos? Are you did you guys all work together at the same time?
Yeah, we had a day to get it done.
Okay, well, sorry, I'm thinking, I'm like, this is cool. Okay.
This is cool shit.
This is cool. No, that's super cool though. I want to see those photos. I want to share some of those.
Yeah, for sure. I'll send it over to you.
Yeah. Do you ever do any video? Because I know how to edit video, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever do any videography or filming?
No.
No.
I would not take charge in that. I wouldn't say that I could. I mean, I would like to. That'd be awesome to get used to doing it, especially if you have a stabilizer and get some cool shots. Because I'm all about getting nice camera work and because I like to edit too, so I know what kind of shots I would want.
Yeah.
I did have experience directing a video shoot for the same job that my friend who gave the coworkers hot sauce.
Yeah.
I also had a chance to go out to
She threw up.
That's so funny. Oh, I felt so bad for him too. I went out to the Smoky Mountains at a casino called Cherokee, and Alpha Video is they're a company that does video displays.
Uh-huh.
So you ever go to a bar, and it has TVs all around, and someone gets to control that. Alpha Video would set that all up. So they would give you the set top boxes to kind of control the channels, and they'll also install the TVs. Oh. So they do video displays and video installations. So so they've done a lot of work for different casinos throughout the country. So that was one of those jobs I got to travel.
It was cool. Really fun.
So I went to this.
Did you get to go to different casinos?
Yeah, the Cherokee Casino in I think it's North Carolina, in the mountains. Oh, it's just a beautiful hotel.
What?
So we actually ended up hiring out. There's a local guy. His name's Hugh Baines. He's actually another local videographer that came out there to shoot, get some good shots with me. So we were both shooting and getting shots of the resort. And then we went into the mountains and got some shots of the Smoky Mountains, since that's all in the same area.
Oh, cool.
And we also hired a drone pilot to get some, like, you know, top-down shots of the cool. property and the Smoky Mountains. So that was really cool doing that. And then to see it come together in the end, because the end product was on their main rotunda screens in their main area. So one of my coworkers, he did all the animation and I just directed it. So
oh, cool.
Yeah.
That's so cool. The different hotels too. I bet they're like staying at them. There's the casinos are always so cool looking.
Yeah.
Like they got money to spend on them.
Yeah, they got plenty of money.
I would love to. You have that video somewhere?
I would have to dig it up. I do have it on my phone somewhere. I'll dig it up for you and send it over, because I did take some video shots of it. This was like in 2018 too, so that's 4 years ago. Oh my gosh.
Isn't that wild? Time flies when you have a pandemic.
I know, right?
Time flies during a pandemic.
Right? The 2 year blip.
No, it is. It's almost weird. It's like it's like a stamp in time. Like, it's like post pandemic, and then like it's just two different lives, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's weird to think about. Who would have thought that we had to deal with this in our lifetime? But
yeah, a year ago for now, we're probably wearing masks doing this interview.
I know. Well, a year ago, I was doing interviews without masks.
Oh.
Nice. Actually, now that I think about it.
Got to strengthen that immune system.
Maybe year before that, we would have been just zooming.
Yeah.
Are we ready for five?
Yes.
Okay, so I'll do this one too, and then from there, I'll have you be the shaker for the rest.
Right, let's
I'm
do
scared.
It. I know, I got to shake the bomb.
I know. Okay. All right, I know you're... You're like, okay, so this one. The other one fired me up. I think it's just because I drenched my chicken with it. I think that's the only reason. I'm like, I'm really thirsty. I'm like getting, okay, this one. Oh, okay.
It's coming right on out.
Yep. Be careful with these. Okay.
I know, they all pour differently.
Number five. I know. We have to have like an official pourer.
Right.
The number 10 will just do a little droopity drop. Dude. Okay. Mmm.
So do you like hot sauces?
I love it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This one doesn't... I mean, is this one a creeper? Because this feels like...
No, I'm not. I feel like the one before that was more spicy.
I did too. I feel like this should be a number two.
Right?
Mm-hmm. All right. Okay, number five.
I'm okay with that.
We're okay. We're doing okay.
We're surviving.
Uh-huh. All right. Mm-hmm. This is kind of gross. I kind of mixed my water and this, like, milk thing. I don't know about all that. Okay. Whoo-wee. All right. We're at number five.
All right.
All right. Next question. No, I don't. This is so formal. I'm not that formal. We're talking about casinos and videos and stuff. But, yeah. So, I want to see more of you making comics because I love these.
That's awesome.
Yeah, the guy. So Woe Is Oz. Do you think that you would work with him? What's his name?
Ethan Tarshish.
Yeah.
I actually was hanging out with him last night.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
what is he doing right now?
He's actually a contractor for I think it's Universal.
Oh, okay.
But. but yeah, like we've been friends like ever since we worked on the comics.
Okay.
So like we've worked on various projects throughout the year. It's like he likes to come up with his like original series and like writes a ton of like scripts and what else he does. Like he's an awesome guy. I love hanging out with him. So
okay, that's cool. Is he still doing writing anything or doing?
Yeah, he's actually he does contract work for Universal.
Oh, for Universal. Okay, yep. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
But
I could be wrong, but I think it's Universal.
Cool, dude. That's so cool.
Yeah, he's got a lot of good connections too.
Want to talk to him.
Right.
Bring him on here too.
All right,
you guys are all so great. How many creative friends do you have?
I have a ton.
All of them, right?
Yep. I have all the creatives.
Yeah, you have all of them. That's so cool. Do you meet a lot of really cool people with your job and stuff?
Yeah, like every job that I've had, I've ended up meeting people and befriending them, and
fun.
I keep them in my network of people to work with. Like, it was really cool working at Pixel Farm and find other motion designers so that I can pass work off in case I don't have time or I just don't want to.
That's cool.
So I like being able to like give them opportunities or, like, you know, kind of like strengthen that network too. Yeah. So,
have you ever done like, is this like totally off, but like cartoons and stuff, like animations for people, like writing like little stories and stuff?
I really wanted to do a cartoon of some sort.
Right.
I just recently started watching Primal. You ever heard of that one?
Mm-mm.
It's on HBO and it's about, kind of like this barbarian character with a T-Rex character, and there's no dialogue. It's just all action. It's like the same people who did what was the name of the Samurai Jack? Uh-huh. Same animators and same writers.
Yeah,
created that show.
What? Okay, it's so dope. I feel like I've seen like imagery of it. Like,
that's like a dude riding a T-Rex.
Yeah, but like, there's no dialogue. Is it like a silent film?
Even if there's dialogue, it's like it doesn't make. It's like mumbo jumbo, yeah. But you know what they're talking about. Yeah. Like they kind of tell the story through body language.
Oh my gosh, I want to see this.
Yeah, you should watch it.
Is it inspiring?
Oh yeah. It's like, because I have a friend that kind of turned me onto the show, and he's like, and it's very similar to the art style that I have too.
Yeah.
It's an art style that I really like, and I could see myself like doing that sort of type of work.
Yeah,
I want to do like animation like that. I do have like my own characters that I want to develop too, but it's like, again, it's those side projects I don't make enough time for.
Yeah, should probably do that.
I probably should.
You should. Yeah. I want to see what you can create. I'm sure what you do for work is great, and I'm sure you do a great job. But I would love to see your ideas. And like, do you ever like look at somebody in the street and be like, oh my god, they would make such a good like funny character. Like, I want to make them into, like, I don't know.
Oh, like, if I'm people watching and I...
Yeah.
Make them
into, yeah.
Well, I guess in that case, I'm probably just people watching.
Don't we all, though?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I worked at a restaurant once, like, back in the day, Leaning Tower Pizza.
Oh, but, nice. Yeah. Which one? Is it the one in Uptown? Uptown,
yeah. And everybody that I worked with at that in the beginning, when I first started working there in, like, 2012... Every single person I saw is like, dude, this could be the coolest cartoon. Like, everyone, I like had everyone's character in my head. Like, it would have been great. Like, it would have been great. And like, everyone even had their own tagline in real life where I was like, how are you just a walking cartoon character right now? This is great. So you are the type of person who have been like, hey, come check out this like chaos in this restaurant and let's make us characters.
Yeah, it'd be like a nice sitcom.
Yeah, like, yeah. It would be fun, but I don't know. I mean, I could still do it, maybe, but...
Yeah, like you can write a TV series or something based off your experience.
The past people, yeah.
Yeah, I used to work for a parking garage. I used to valet.
Yeah.
And we would just sit in this, like, office area where all the customers would kind of walk past us, and we'd always people watch them.
Yeah.
Putting voices to them and everything.
Oh, yeah. So, oh, my gosh. Everyone's a character. Yep. You are. I am. Yep. Nally is. I feel like I love it.
Yeah, for sure.
I feel like some people are more than others, so you're like, I would love to do what you do. I can't. I don't have the skills, though, but I should work with someone like you. We should make some characters. Yeah, make a little cartoon.
We'd love to.
That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That would, I mean, I'm kind of serious, but if you ever find time, that would be fun.
Right.
Should we move on to number 6?
Yes.
Okay. Is it
this one?
Right. Yes. Yeah. Ooh, another Reaper.
Uh-oh.
All right. You're the official shaker now.
It's funny, the guy on the Hot Ones, he'll be shaking it for like 1 minute solid.
Are you serious?
Yeah, you ever watch him like shake the... He just goes like this.
Oh my gosh, you're really shaking it up.
I'm like, okay. Get all those flavors.
Gotta make sure you do it right.
Right?
Is this one, do you think this one will blow our socks off? What's going to happen here?
I'm looking at one that I know is going to mess us up.
Okay. Mm. Uh-oh, you know, the end one, or is it maybe the next?
It's the smallest one. It's the smallest bottle.
Oh, that one here. Mm-hmm. I'll let you do. I don't know why. I just feel like this feels proper. Oh, okay. Yeah,
good.
That's good. Right. Just a little. All right. Cheers.
Cheers.
Boop. This is like peppery.
Yeah, it is.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Still feeling fine. Mm-hmm. How much do they put on the hot ones? Do they like drench the chicken in it or?
I think they cook the chicken with it.
Yeah. So ours is like maybe, but he shakes it though, right?
Yeah, he does. Yeah. Maybe they dip it on. I think they dip it on.
Okay. I'll have to rewatch now. I should have watched to prepare, but I don't want to copy them.
Right.
We're doing our own thing. We're just getting ideas. Yeah. This is so fun.
It's the basic idea.
I'm having so much fun. I can't believe we're through number, what was that? Six?
Yep, about to get number seven.
Okay. All right, we're doing well. We're trucking along here. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. We haven't even dipped into the ice cream.
Right.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I'll vomit. You strip. We'll reenact your coworkers.
Be super dramatic.
Yeah. Be like, oh my gosh.
It's like on Hot Ones they do like those like previews where they're acting like it's hot.
Yes.
We could do that.
We could. Ooh, no faking here. We're only doing the sorry, I'm adjusting. Okay. Ooh. But so what inspires you creatively? Like, do you ever like get into a rut of doing like the work stuff, or do you ever have like a project that you're not really into and you have to just do it?
I do hit the wall sometimes. I think for me, and more recently actually, just not taking a break, always working.
Oh, yeah.
So that can kind of be kind of a creative killer.
Yeah.
But what inspires me, that's like seeing, like again, that show Primal, like watching other artwork be created and seeing how other professionals are using lighting and illustration, or even like if it is like video work, how someone could edit something. A lot of my inspiration I would find even on Instagram. There's quite a few studios that I've seen do some really cool animations. There's one called Cub Studio, but their logo is like of a bear, but they do like these really cool like animations, like character animations.
Mm-hmm.
So whenever I see something like that, that inspires me to like want to create or animate. Like back when I was at a company called Novu, it's another kind of health care company. I would illustrate all of my coworkers. So you're talking about making characters. I actually did that for one of my jobs. And then like I would like animate
for fun or for work?
For fun. At work.
I love it. Yeah.
Yep. So there was a few coworkers that I'll kind of like have them like holding like lightsabers like Star Wars or whatever.
Fun. So. I bet they love that. Do you do that for like Christmas presents? For people, because you should.
I should.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No, I do like character animation. I know it can be like really time consuming.
Yeah.
Because it's usually like you're just dealing with a lot of layers.
Yeah.
And it just can be tricky trying to figure out like what you did and like what's what. But the payoff's great. I love the end product that you can get out of it. But yeah, I want to get more into that if I ever find the time to do it. Some sort of like cell animation type project where I can like, because the thing about Primal that I really like is like the action sequences are just out of this world. I just love like how they animate the like action, and it's kind of violent, but it works so well.
Is there blood?
Yeah, some blood. Ooh. It's some kind of crude like violence where it's like, oh, okay, that happened.
Oh my gosh.
But it's good. It's so good. It is inspiring me to want to actually get back into doing like illustration stuff, like you said, the comic book stuff.
Cool.
But it's just trying to figure out a style that is, because I always think about what's realistic.
Yeah.
Don't want to like put a lot of detail into the artwork.
Yeah.
And then try to animate it. It'll just take forever, you know? So I want to do something I can, or work on something I can actually complete and just kind of keep kicking it out.
Yeah, you should have your own, like, series.
Be dope.
Dude. I'd watch that. Like, you could just, like, release one a month, like, one episode or something, whatever your time, and just, like, make it really cool and, like, related to some weird stuff that happens at that time.
Right.
Excuse me, because that would be cool, I think.
Yeah.
I would watch it.
All right.
And then people would be like sucked in, and then you're just like, and I have a release this month, and everyone can't wait to like see it. That would be cool.
That's a good idea.
All right, let's do a...
Eight.
Eight. Eight. Lucky, lucky, lucky number eight. Lucky number eight.
All right, let's do it.
Oh my goodness. Lucky number eight. Is this one... This one I feel like is still going to kind of be really spicy, but they, I feel like number nine... Wait, is that eight? I feel like we have only have 10. Eight, nine. Is...
Wait a minute, what is that on the bottom? Seven, this is...
Seven, we're off. Lucky number eight is going to be the bomb.
Oh my gosh.
The bomb-looking one. Or the
that's next.
Grenade, it looks like a grenade. Okay, lucky number seven.
Okay.
Cool.
Put that back on...
All right. Cheers. Yes,
cheers.
Cheers. Sometimes they have vegetarians on there.
Mm-hmm.
Mmm. Mmm.
Mmm.
That's pretty good. Still not hot enough.
Right?
Not hot enough. It's creeping, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's getting up there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a creeper.
Mm-hmm. It is a creeper.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We'll talk about ice cream in a second.
I feel like my eyes are getting a little watery. If you breathe, it's like it activates the heat. Like I feel like a dragon right now.
Yeah. And then you're not supposed to touch your eyes or your face.
Yeah, no touching. My eyes are watering though. A little bit. A little bit.
Yeah, that's kicking in.
Do you feel watery at all?
My tongue's burning. My tongue's like, what the fuck?
I know, my tongue's like, yeah, my tongue's on fire. I kind of like it. Like, that's the hot level that I think...
That you like, that you enjoy.
That I can't go any further after that.
Oh, okay.
Like, I like that. Like, I enjoy this. It's a little hot, you know?
Yeah.
Love it when food challenges me.
Yeah.
You know? Kind of like, oh... Like, I just cut an onion, you know, like, my eyes just a little.
I know, I hate that.
Mm-hmm. The onions are worse, though. The onions are,
yeah.
Like, I'll eat hot sauce all day. Don't give me an onion. It burns.
Right?
Uh-huh. Should we turn it back? Or wait, now we know which one we're at. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so, with hot tongues, let's, is this going to affect our speech? It might.
We will find out.
Hot tongue Lily's action. Laughing. Wait, that sounds okay. Is that the next? Is that the title of this? Do we think? I think we might get more views if I just title this "Hot Tongue Action" with Kelly. yeah. Let's see. Do we have a button for that?
Nice.
Hot tongue action. You couldn't hear it. It was the ba-dum-tsh.
That was awesome.
Yeah. Oh man. Okay. Slowing my brain down. Do you feel that too?
Or, yes.
Yeah, like it's almost that. like the flow of my thoughts are a little like less.
Yeah.
So I feel like this is the point where maybe we talk about like, you know, we go off the rail. Like we tell me about some fun projects that you want to do.
Well, I do have I've had my own comic book idea or story that I've been developing for years.
Cool.
It's like, you know how every artist have their like high school sort of project that they came up with. So It's actually a project that I worked on back when I was in high school that actually got me into college.
Ooh.
So like in high school.
So you're saying this same project that you started got you into college?
It did.
Like a grant or like?
So I used to like when I was in high school, I would like do my own little comic books.
Cool.
So I would like actually take these like 11x17 pieces of paper, fold it, and make a book out of it, and then draw in it and color and use color pencils to create the colors.
Cool.
So like my art school teacher in high school. She ended up taking us to Portfolio Day in Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up going to the table at MCAD.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the representative saw that book and like really liked the colors that I was using and offered me some scholarships to come out to Minnesota because I'm originally from Virginia.
What?
Yeah, so...
Oh, okay. So I didn't even know that.
Right.
That's so cool.
I always tell people it was either that or I was going to go into the Navy. So it would have been like a split decision kind of.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
So that's quite the split.
Yeah, it is.
Become an artist or go into the
Navy. Into the military.
Yeah. What do you think you would have been if you went the other direction?
I have no idea.
Oh.
I don't think about it that often either, but yeah, I don't know. I know my life would be completely different.
I feel like you'd be, maybe you'd be less, like, relaxed right now.
Maybe.
Maybe you'd be, I don't know. I feel like they always come back with PTSD or just, like,
yeah.
Or just more serious and...
Right.
I don't know. And nothing wrong with that, I suppose. But
yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. It's crazy. Are you happy with your decision?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I like being
okay.
Honest.
Yeah. And do you... So, Virginia, do you like Minnesota?
Minnesota's grown on me.
Okay. How are those winters, though?
Torturous.
Terrible,
right? As always.
Uh-huh. I know. I've grown
like,
up here. I hate them.
Oh, my gosh. It just completely messes with you mentally. Mm-hmm. Like, I always tell people, it's not always about the snow. It's not always about the frigid cold. It's just the fact that it goes back and forth.
Yeah.
And if you own a house or you have a car, you're dealing with it, and that's when it's really bad. Like, you know, so we own a house. So when it snows, kind of shovel the driveway. Mm-hmm. And there's been a lot of situations where, like, if you don't get out there fast enough, the snow would just harden.
Yeah.
And it turns to ice. Like.
And then now your body's in danger of falling every time you go outside.
I fell a couple times.
Ugh, it's so dangerous. Those falls
I know, right?
Can... Seriously, I have a friend who I used to drive to... He had, like, a his knee... Jiu-jitsu guy, so he had a bad knee, so I'd drive him to his doctor's appointments. But in the lobby at this doctor's office was just all people that fell on ice.
Oh, really?
Because it was like winter time, and I'm like, this is what we deal with. It's just a lot of broken limbs, just simply from winter time.
Yeah.
And then on top of that, we all drink here.
Yeah.
Drinking in the winter time. Yes.
Gotta stay warm somehow, right?
We are all tough here.
Right.
We're all badasses.
Yo.
Minneapolis passive aggressive badasses.
Right. When it's like it gets like 30 degrees, I don't need no jacket outside.
I know, and our bodies are just like, you know, half the year we've been frozen. So we live longer.
I know.
Is that how that works?
Right. And the worst part, too, is just the wind chill, where it's just, like, kicking your ass. Like,
yeah.
Oh. It's just in your face.
It's like, blowing, oh, it's like, only 20 degrees, but negative 100 wind chill.
I know,
like,
right?
Really?
You remember that one year? It was, like, 2004. I think it was 2014, where, like, the highways had, like, sheets of ice on it.
Oh, I mean, I feel like that happens, like, every year.
No, that's not every year. This is one year where
it
was the straight ice. I was like, what the
fuck? Well, I do remember it being straight ice, like, in, like, 2018. And I went to walk my dog, and I kept falling. And my boss, I worked in St. Paul at the time. She's, like, giving me shit for being, like, I don't feel safe. And as she was giving me shit, I turn around, and I see a city bus sliding down a hill, almost hitting us. I'm like... Yeah, I can't even walk my dog. The bus can't even stop. I'm like, dude, fire me. I don't care. Like,
right.
This is no.
Not
I'm not
it.
Coming in.
Right.
That's what we deal with. I think one of my, I feel like one of my biggest fears is winter.
Yeah.
Just ice in the winter, like driving in it, or like even walking in it.
Yeah.
Just nope.
And it's always sad too, like. When the summer starts to dwindle down and like September hits and it gets cooler, you're like, oh, fuck. Then it snows in October.
I know. It's crazy. I know we're in August. We're talking about, but we're in August.
Time. Yeah. Already.
And I love it, but I'm also like, I know what's coming in a few
weeks. Yeah. I just remember we're talking about this interview. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a few weeks out and here we are.
It's know. Is that crazy?
As soon as you speak it, all of a sudden it's there.
It is. It's crazy. It's just like, this world. What is this world? all right, let's go to this scary one. We'll wait for Linnea to maybe settle here. I have another box of chicken. I already went through my box. I got another box.
Nice.
All right, here we go. Oh yeah, I have another one. All right, I'll just make some room.
All right, the main event.
We're doing this. one I'm nervous of for. Oh, I haven't had my own napkins in here. That's funny. All right. Should I? Okay.
Ooh. I really don't want to give you a lot.
I know. There we go. Right? That's. Yeah, that's perfect.
Okay.
Okay, so what is this one? Can we read this one? This one, I feel like you were like, oh, this one's a scary one. Whoa! I'm worried for you. Do you want a new chicken? No, it's all good. Okay, that's okay. Good. All right, so okay. So
the first time we did this, I did it twice. I fucked around and did it twice.
Oh, wait, why? Because you loved it so much? Da Bomb. Oh, this is Da Bomb. I feel like yes. I've even heard of this.
Yeah.
I think I've seen it on the episodes.
Yeah, this is the one that kills everybody.
Okay, I guess we get good footage of this one, right?
Yeah, this is definitely camera material.
Okay, this is camera. Okay, all right. This is Da Bomb. Okay, I better think of a question to ask you before this because I'm not like stumbling.
Watch me struggle.
No. All right, ready? Should we cheers? Cheers.
Yeah, definitely
cheers. All right, here, give me some of yours. I'll cheers the side. Okay.
All right.
Take a little piece. Mm-hmm. I feel flames coming out of my nose. This is so tasty.
You like this?
Yeah, it tastes peppery. It tastes like smoky. How else do we describe it? Feels like a bunch of fire ants inside my mouth. I think the trick is don't breathe.
Well, how will I top? Oh my god.
Oh, this one's feeling good. I'm feeling good.
I like your enthusiasm.
So you did this one twice.
The thing about this one, it sticks with you for like 10 minutes.
Okay. Yeah, we'll have to keep filming for this one because. All right, let's. Yeah, this is a good filmer. Fuck. Okay, so next question, Kelly.
Brantley.
I'm not crying, you're crying.
My mouth is under full attack right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
All right, that's not that easy.
Do you want some kefir?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Do you have any space in yours? Or do you want to, you can just pour in your mouth, so I don't even care. Like, we don't care around here. Let's just get real. Mm-hmm.
Mm.
The last time I teared up like this, I got my nose pierced.
Ooh.
My septum pierced. Someone's crying.
Getting a little emotional over here.
I know. You'd think we're talking about really emotional topics.
Talking about the weather. Oh.
Good thing we have napkins. I have some extra, too. Whew. Oh, yeah.
You're still positive about this.
Kind of loving it. How do you feel about the current state of... See, the questions are coming harder. I can't flow. I mean, you know, Okay. If you were to write a comic, what would be, like, the overall presence of it? Would it be, like, comical?
That'd be dope.
Would it be comical? Would it be like dark? Would it be serious? Would it be like political? Or would it be like, you know, set a good lesson for?
If I were to do anything, it would be more comical. But the one that I have, oh my god. What is, the more you talk, the worse it gets.
I know.
Okay. I do have, the one that I'm creating for myself is, it's like a sort of a superhero type story.
Cool.
So I have a character, her name's Rocky, and she's a woman that has no arms or legs.
Cool.
But she uses nanotechnology to control her body. What? And she's able to morph her arms into like weapons and objects.
Cool. I love that.
So that, I did do a comic book on her that I never released.
Oh my gosh, that is so cool. So I have a few things to say about that. First thing, I don't know what just happened to my body, but my whole body just got chills. Like, I have goosebumps. My whole body just went from that heat. That was crazy. Do you feel that? Do you get any weird body?
All the activity was right in my mouth where it's just like,
Yeah, yeah. Mine was there, and then, like, my whole body just went pew, and I, like, got chills. Okay. All right. I love it. Okay. So, Rocky, so kind of, like, even, I think it's really cool because even there are so many people that are, different. Like, we have, like, you know, different, like, people who are in, like, wheelchairs or, like, have missing arms or born with different defects that are, you know, whatever. It would be so cool to have, like, now I'm thinking, like, different comics with superheroes that have all these different things that kind of motivate and inspire, like, people with disabilities to be like, hey, I can still be a superhero. Yeah. I can still do all these things because... just because I have limits, you know, and stuff. So
yeah.
I think that kind of whole thing, I don't know if that's quite what you're going for, but when I think of that, I think of, like, all the elements that you could do with that.
Yeah. That was ultimately, like, where I was going with the character. Like she's, like, really smart. Mm-hmm. She had parents that had a background in biochemistry, and the other ones, like, into computers and everything. So she's able to, like, create her own programs and, like, use nanotechnology to put into her body and be able to, like, control her.
Yeah.
So she pioneers the ability to control nanotechnology in the story that I'm creating.
Cool. So. That is so cool. And did you get that idea? How did you get that idea from? Because you said you... Is this the one you started in high school again in college? Or is that a different one?
It's kind of the same thing. Like, she's part of a bigger world of that same kind of comic book. Mm-hmm. And so I made her back in... I was back in high school, I think, mm-hmm. when I created her. High school, college. She was actually my senior project.
Ooh!
For college. So I did, like, a comic book. It's not really the same story, but... So I did a comic book for my senior project, and then I did, like, this painted storyboard of her, like...
I feel like you should run with this. This might be your thing. That you're, like, your big project that you do stuff with.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about doing, like, different, like, things, like what I said, and even, I don't know, healthcare is a little different, but, like, even try to get them, like sell these comics to people in, like, you know, the hospitals and stuff, or, like, people who have, like, problems that are always in the hospitals, or, like, you know, that, like, have these inspiring comics to read about, like, right. You can do it. You can, like, to motivate them and, like, entertain them at the same time.
Yeah, yeah, totally. I would love to do that. I mean, but since I'm so strapped for time, one of the things, me and a good buddy of mine, we're thinking about kind of, like, creating, like, we want to build, like, t-shirts and stuff, mm-hmm. and, like, put, like, the comic book pages on your t-shirts. Oh, gosh, and release it that way.
Wait. So, put the comic books on a t-shirt?
Yeah, like, make, like, and, like, release the stories that way and kind of make it look sort of like this collectible type thing. Because we have so much that's already been created. I do have it on my iPad, too. I can show you in a second. But
yeah.
I have a lot of work on my iPad, so I can kind of show you what Rocky looks like and even the comic book. But yeah, that's kind of the next thing I want to try to do, like, on my, for a side project, since mm-hmm. I have artwork created. Can start, like, putting it out in t-shirts and stuff like that. Just to kind of get it out there and wear
that's
it.
That's so kind of cool. Yes.
Yeah.
I want to... You should sell some of my art shows.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, if you do this or have anything, we should collab after this.
Okay.
Yeah. So, are you ready for
it? Yeah.
Okay. All right, because I'm calmed down, but I just want to make sure. Okay. All right, all right. I got a little guy for this one.
All right. Chicken.
And this one is, let me read this one. What is this? Mono Loco. Okay, we're at 9. We're at number 9, you guys. This is crazy. I'm going to cry again. Good thing I didn't wear any eyeliner today. Dang.
What's that?
Good thing I didn't wear eyeliner today. I just dripped.
Same here, right?
Yeah, right? But this is, this is good.
I knew what I was getting myself.
Yeah, how do you feel right now? Like, after all that? Like, are you cleared out, or?
It's still there, but it's not as bad.
Okay. All right. That's good. That's gonna mess me up.
All right.
I knew what I was getting myself into, he says.
Yeah.
Cheers.
Won't do it twice this time, though.
Yep.
Cheers.
Cheers. Okay, here we go. They're all creepy. They, like, come up after. So, I'm going to be honest. The one before this, I really liked it.
Did you?
Yeah. Like, the afterwards, like, I feel so cleared out. Like, I feel like that would stop a heart attack. You know? Like, don't they say, like, some peppers, like, are so, like, good for, like, I don't know which ones, but they, like... Like, there's a story of, like, that I read, like, a... How come this one doesn't feel as hot as the other one?
That's not the bomb's the worst one.
Well, why is... I think they need to mix the order. Number 5 and number 9, I need to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
But, that bomb was fun. Ooh.
Choking. You're probably, like, one of the only people in America that likes the bomb.
I love it. What? I would get that. I'd be like, I have a cold. Doop.
Oh, my gosh.
Or, like, anxiety. I feel like that would kick my anxiety right out of me. I'd be like, ooh, this is... heat wave, and then I get these little chills, and then I'm like, oh, I feel great. Okay.
It's like you had a full body experience.
Yeah, it is. I feel like good. Like, I feel good now. Like, it cleared something out. Maybe all the bad demons. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe priests should use it to do exorcisms.
I can see that.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be a great one. What was I saying before? So there's a story a long time ago that I read that a father was having a heart attack, and the daughter put, like, cayenne or some hot pepper in his mouth, and it helped, like, the heart get, I don't know.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it, like, helped his heart attack. So they say that those, like, cayenne peppers and all that is good for your heart.
Oh, okay.
And stuff. So I don't know. This one really gets you on the tip of the tongue.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My tongue's still numb from the bomb.
Is it really?
I can't tell the difference.
I know, my tongue's a little numb, too. Yeah, it did really lingered in there, didn't it? Oh, I love the bomb. I'm scared. Is number 10, like, the craziest?
That's what I'm saying. I don't think the other two are as spicy as the...
Oh, so we already did the craziest one.
Yeah.
Oh. The bomb should be the last one. It one. Okay. All right. That's the only one you're worried about.
Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we should do the bomb again at the end.
just kidding. Shits and giggles.
Just here we go. Like, go out strong. Douse. Like, just
oh
a little.
My gosh.
Oh, no.
Mm.
No way. Okay. So this Rocky character. Yeah, I love it. So do you think, I feel like I just have all these ideas for you that I just, like, want to see. I'm like, can you do this? Can you do that? Like, I would love to see all this.
Special request.
Yeah. Yeah. I would love to see, like, because your work is so cool. It'd be fun to see. I would buy a t-shirt. I would buy all this stuff.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, but so you're more of, like I think I already asked you this, but, like, you're more of, like, drawing and, like, doing the imagery versus, like, writing. But you did write the comic about the...
Yeah, I've written things before, but not, like... a full, like, comic book series or a TV show or anything like that. But
yeah.
I have a little bit of experience writing.
Yeah.
I like writing. I like coming up with ideas and coming up with a plot or even a character development. I just don't know how to, like, tie it all together and make it into, like, a cohesive story. Where it's kind of like, you know, like if you're watching a TV series. Like, watching a TV series, you kind of got to have an idea of, like, how you could write.
Yeah.
From what I understand, it's like you would, like... at least base your characters off people you know,
yeah,
or create a character by coming up with a bunch of things that I like and I don't like, and you put that character in the same room with the other character. It has different, like, you know, things they like and they don't, and they clash, and that creates a story kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know,
it's, yeah,
that's kind of how I understand it, but I wouldn't, yeah, know how to actually write a full-on story.
Yeah. I bet you could. I mean, I bet you could. You're creative enough. Yeah. It's just some people are, like, really good at writing and, like, really good at other things. Yeah. But, man, I honestly think I know somebody who wants to do a bunch of, like, cartoons and stuff or, like, characters. And he has really good writing and, like, good stories. If you are interested, you guys should connect if you ever want to. I know you're a lot. You're busy. You're a busy guy.
Yeah.
Working 60 hours and doing all this stuff.
Right.
You know, how'd you even have time to be in Hot Ones?
I know, right?
I call this the Hot Ones. I better not say that, because this isn't. This is Excelsior. This, yeah, is better than the Hot Ones. This is Minneapolis.
Right.
And Minneapolis, seriously, Minneapolis has so many, like, cool people in it.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, oh, wait, I shouldn't say that out loud because I don't want anyone to find out. I don't want to ruin it.
Right.
Because then it'll be the next big thing.
Would you do this again for another interview?
I think I would, but then it's not as special. Like, yeah. I feel like this is special. Like, we, like, talked about it, and then we made it a thing. So, yeah. I mean, yeah, I love the hot challenge. I love eating hot chicken. It's my favorite thing.
You must like spice if you like the bomb.
I like the bomb. It's my, like, favorite. What? I hit me with it again. Are we doing it again?
Okay. I'll do it again with you.
Let's do it at the finale.
Right?
Should we?
We should.
Okay. Should we move on to the next one, yeah, already? Yeah, let's do one. It. This is fun.
You say you like the bomb and then you do it again. It's like, okay, I don't know what I was thinking.
I know. Maybe I didn't have enough.
Like, I know. I screwed myself.
I know. I feel, yeah, like, well, I feel far, like the next time I might be like, woo-wee. But, yeah. Shake it like a Polaroid hot sauce. Just like it's a picture of hot sauce. It's not even the hot sauce. You, like, have one Polaroid in one hand and, like, you're shaking the hot sauce in the other.
Right.
Waiting for it to develop. But shaking a Polaroid isn't really
those were their days,
helpful. You also what?
Those were their days.
I know. But shaking a Polaroid didn't actually do anything. That's a myth, right?
No idea.
I think it's a myth. Yeah, it's a myth. It's just fun. You're like, oh, I'm waiting. It's like fidgety.
Come on.
It's like, I'm like, okay, we're on number 10. Apparently it's not as good as the bomb.
Right.
I feel cleared out. I feel like, yeah, I feel like a whole new woman. I feel like I went to church. I feel like...
You've been anointed?
Yeah. I feel like...
Bless you with some...
yeah, I got blessed.
Got blessed with some hot sauce.
I feel
sauce.
Like I just ran 4 miles. I feel like I just sat in a sauna for 20 hours. I feel great.
I can believe that.
All right.
Cheers to the last
one. Cheers. Last one, maybe. And we might have a finale. But all right. So this is number 10. All right. All right. I didn't. Is that a... Tastes like... mango-y or something.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It does. XXX. Pornographic. This is not bad.
Mm-mm.
Why is this one last? That's crazy. We did it. We did all 10.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is so great. Now, oh my gosh.
Usually everyone gets through it, but I'm just hurting by the end.
Yeah. Well, this is so great. Did we do better than the famous people?
I would say most of them.
Yeah. Okay. So now I want to make sure I take a picture of all these, because I kind of want to look them all up and, like, maybe, and also just kind of share it with everybody. Hoo-wee.
Oh, is that hitting
my
you?
Tongue is on fire, though. This one, like, hurts my tongue.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Like, the tip of it. It's funny how, like, maybe it's, like, where the hot sauce is, but it, like, hurts in different places of your mouth.
Yeah.
Like, my mouth is watering. This one's like this one's giving me chills too. What's happening to
my
body? Yeah.
Okay. Having an outer body experience.
Yeah, I'm having an inner body. Inner body experience. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. My body is probably like, what's happening? What is going on out there? Why is there a fire?
Right.
And in your mouth, have you... Oh, this one's hard to talk with.
Really?
This one's hot.
This one's bothering you?
Mm-hmm. My tongue, it's like... Like, I can't speak as fast. It's like...
It's slowing you down.
Quick, fire hydrant. No.
Right.
For fire hydrant. See? Fire... Firefighter.
Right.
Put out the fire in my mouth.
And it sucks when it just doesn't work.
I know.
It gets worse.
I know. No, this one is bothering me a little bit. Not you?
Not as much. Oh. Maybe I didn't get as much.
Yeah. Hmm. Interesting. Okay. So, all right. What are you most excited for over here for the future of, like, projects? Like, what are you... What's in the future for you? I feel like a tarot card reader. What's this lays before you? What's in the future? What are your exciting plans for your art?
For my art? Well, I do want to do the t-shirt thing. I'm excited about that.
Do you have a website?
I do have a website.
Oh, cool.
It has a lot of my motion design work and illustration on it. It's Kelly Brown Creative.
Okay. Make sure you send it to me.
Yeah.
So I'll put it with the podcast so everyone can see it.
Okay, sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I created a demo reel. It was like 2020.
Okay.
The beginning of the 2-year blip.
Yes, the beginning of life as we know it.
No. It kind of felt eerie, like the world was ending because...
Well, what timing? 2020?
Yeah, it was like March 2020.
Yeah, but I had a theory, a conspiracy theory.
What's that?
Not really, but right before the pandemic, Netflix put out a show about how to prepare for the next pandemic, and I watched it, and I was like, are we going to have a pandemic? And literally, like, 2 months later, we did, and I'm like, this is, because it just felt very, like, prepping.
Yeah.
Like, we don't know when the next one's going to be, but this is why this happens, and this is how it's going to happen, and this is, it's just like, seriously, I was like... We're gonna have a pandemic soon. I think Netflix is trying to prepare us.
What was it called?
Oh, I can't remember. It was before their time. No. Right. Before the time as we know it. No, it was, yeah, I don't remember.
Was it a movie, right?
It was a documentary.
Documentary, okay.
Yeah, it was like some doctor that was informing people about pandemics and they were like explaining them and stuff like that. Yeah.
I remember there was a movie that was a pandemic movie. And I don't know if it came out before.
Like a horror or something? Or was it
kind of like a drama?
Drama?
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's very similar to like our situations. Mm. Stuff was a little bit worse.
Oh, do you know the name of it?
Nope.
I know. We're so good at it. I'm like, this movie. Like, I can't remember. We'll have to look it up. But yeah, I thought that was really eerie. Because I'm always like the skeptical one. I may like love conspiracy theories and stuff, whether I believe it or not. I don't really. I just love to like look at the world and all the weirdness and think about like what if.
Right.
But seriously, when I saw this, I was like, dude, they're totally preparing us for a pandemic. And 2 months later, the corona came out, and like, you know, I don't know if you remember, but when it came out, like, people were like just making jokes about it, like, corona, get a lime and stuff like that. I remember there was like a meme like, have a line with your corona. But then I was like, you guys, I remember going to work and telling people who were joking about it. I was like, I'm actually really scared. And they're like, well, it's not even here. It's in China. You're fine. And I was like,
2 days later.
Yeah. I'm like, no, I'm pretty sure it's going to mess us up. Mm-hmm. And they like, sure enough, like, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, I just watched a documentary 2 months ago. I know how this works.
Right. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny.
It makes me think about the memes about the Corona the beer.
Yeah.
There was one meme where all the other beers are on the other side of the fridge and the Corona beer is like by itself.
Yes. Isn't that funny? Yeah. Oh my gosh. There were a lot of Corona beer memes until life, until everyone like shit got real memes stopped. Like, oh, no one gets to work and everyone has to wear masks, and it got really serious and...
I didn't really see a meme anymore.
Yeah.
Although it did, we, my, yeah. I had a pandemic group of friends that we all lived in the neighborhood, and we were the only ones who saw each other, mm-hmm. you know, kind of thing. I don't know, does anyone else have that? Do you have that? Like a pandemic group, or just you and your wife?
Oh, it's mostly me and Lydia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I guess we had neighbors, and, like, they all, like, worked for UPS, and so, like,
oh, okay.
at the time, so we all just would hang out, like, four couples, and that would be it, yeah. you know? But everyone would bring Corona to the parties. Nice. So, yeah, there was that, so I guess. I wonder if, do you think, we should look this up. Did Corona sell more or less?
I want to say less.
Really, you think?
I would think so. Like, I think then it like mess up your sales.
I feel like it would be more because
it's just unfortunate though. It's like,
I don't know. Like, I wonder how. Who chose the wrong name for this beer?
Right.
I feel like more just because they have so much exposure, and I feel like a lot of people would ironically just buy their beer and laugh, yeah. and this. Like my friends.
Yeah.
Like we didn't drink this until now.
Oh, really?
I mean, they didn't really bring Coronas to, get togethers until.
Yeah.
But anyways, we finished all the chicken. Ew, I'm like, okay. It's hot sauce. Do you want to do one final,
one more bomb? All right.
Are you sure?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, we'll wait for the cameras. And so, okay, wait, before we do this.
You need more chicken?
Well, I got so much chicken. Okay, so before we do this bomb, I'm wondering, like, should we have, like, a list of questions or something? Or, like, we should have something that we do that's, like, you know, worth, like, filming or something. Like, that's funny and of us, like, crying. So what I'll do, okay. I'm going to write this down. Maybe should we film it, too? Okay. Yeah. Did I get my stuff all wet? Oh, whatever. Let's make this one good. This will be the final.
Can you
hear
me the water?
Is there... Excuse me, sorry. All right, let's... I don't think we need the ring light to go live. Okay. Let's see if we can... Maybe Linnea. Yeah. Will you film the live video too? If you can, you do all three?
Sure.
I know it's quite a bit.
Live.
We'll do it on Facebook. I'll get it set up. Okay. Okay, we'll go live.
You need the dramatic sound effects from Hot Ones.
Yeah, right. We have to find that. I gotta find some good. Okay, so it's on there. And you can. Okay, so maybe I'll ask you, like, a list of questions while we do this. Like, I should write down the list, but, or, like, are there any specific questions that you can think of that I should ask? We kind of covered everything.
Yeah, we did.
Mm-hmm.
I can't think of anything.
Let's, like, think of just silly questions, yeah. I'll just ask you, like your favorite color. Like, simple questions, but, like...
Like, while this is kicking.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Okay.
I got a small chicken this time. I don't know if that's... I'm kind of nervous.
Oh, you nervous now?
Yeah, we're doing the Hot Ones Challenge. I'm, like, nervous. Oh, yeah, that's good. Okay. Oh, okay.
It's hot chicken,
and we've the finale of the hottest, the bomb, which should have been number 10. I don't know why it's number 8, because 8's a good number. Okay. So after we eat this, I'm going to start asking you simple questions.
We'll see how long you can survive.
Yeah. It'll be just simple questions, nothing too crazy.
All right. All right, so the final
finale.
Cheers.
Finale, cheers. Okay, oof.
My mouth is like, why are you doing this?
Why are we doing this again? We're doing it again.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for doing this again.
No, it was fun.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Are those filming too? Okay, good. All right. All right, Kelly. What's your favorite color?
Green.
Green? Okay. Oh, that's a good color. Can't wear green when you're on a green screen, though. Mm-mm. I found that out the hard way. Just kidding. It wasn't the hard way.
They didn't like you in post.
What was
How old were you when you first learned that you liked drawing?
I was 8 years old.
Eight? I like the number eight of the process.
Like the one that's kicking our butt, right? I drew Michelangelo from Ninja Turtles. Oh. That was my first illustration.
Michelangelo's green, too.
He is green.
And Michelangelo likes pizza.
We all like pizza.
I know we all do. Was that your favorite food? Were you like, when you were eight?
What's that?
Was that your favorite food when you were eight?
I remember mac and cheese being my favorite. Should we bust out the ice cream?
Yep. Can we get ice cream? Here, let's just put it on the table. I don't even care. Here. Whoa. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
I like how your dog tied up. Like, oh, yep. You have ice cream right now?
Yep. Okay. Soothing. Get in there, Kelly.
I couldn't get this fast enough.
Ooh. Okay. Whew. Okay. So we have Michelangelo. It was the first drawing. Oh, was it a good one? Did you save it?
I did not.
Okay.
I remember it, but I don't know what I did with it. We're getting all emotional over here.
I know. This is Michelangelo is so wonderful. Need more of this ice cream. It's really.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go through this whole thing of ice cream.
I feel like I'm crying more the second time around. Yeah. So, Michelangelo. And then were your parents really pushy, or were they like, you're amazing, you need to do this? Or were they like, stop doodling and go to school?
Well, it's pretty encouraging about my artwork.
That's good.
I gotta keep my train. I know. Oh, gosh.
This one feels worse.
Oh, so...
I mean, this time around, it feels...
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it lingers.
It's good to have encouraging parents.
Yeah, absolutely. Because
it really helps with success. Everyone that I hear is really successful is always like, my parents were really supportive. But if you don't have supportive parents, I'm sure you can still... You know,
rebel and do it anyway.
Yeah,
find people to support you.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that'll wrap it up. Thanks for the. All right. Thanks for doing this hot interview. This interview is really hot. This is a really hot interview.
It was a scorcher.
Yeah, I like the bomb. I mean, I like that we ended it with ice cream. Whew. Yeah, it's starting
much
to.
Much needed.
Oh well. All right. Next time we're gonna cut onions. While we do this. Screw this hot sauce challenge. Let's cut onions challenge.
Yeah, I should totally do that. Have you back on and cut some onions.
Yeah, let's do that. Okay, well, all right. Is there anything else that we should talk about before we wrap it up?
Nothing I can think of.
All right. This is great. We've been on for an hour and 34 minutes. And this was fun.
Yeah, it's fun.
Okay, well, thanks, Kelly.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'll see ya.
See ya.
Well, I still see ya. I don't know.